This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue is a unique initiative to involve the country's youth in the nation's development journey. Mr. Modi today shared an article written by the Minister of State for Youth Affairs and Sports, Raksha Khadse, on the National Youth Festival 2025 and the Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue. He said the program seeks to channel the energy, creativity and leadership of young minds to realize the vision of a Vikasit Bharat. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with 3,000 young leaders of the Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2025 tomorrow in New Delhi on the occasion of National Youth Day. During the event, the young leaders will showcase their presentation on their vision for Vikasit Bharat to the Prime Minister. Mr. Modi will also address the gathering. Addressing the first day of Vikasit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue in New Delhi, Union Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia highlighted that the event is in line with the Prime Minister's Independence Day call to engage 1 lakh youth in politics without political affiliations. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has said drugs worth more than 16,900 crore rupees were seized in the year 2024, marking the largest figure since independence. During the regional conference on drug trafficking and national security in New Delhi today, the minister said, "If we aim to make India supreme, it cannot be achieved without a drug-free India." He said this battle must be fought collectively by the central and state governments on a united platform. Mr. Shah highlighted that over the last 10 years, nearly 24 lakh kilograms of drugs were seized, while drugs worth more than 56,800 crore rupees were disposed of. During the event, the Home Minister inaugurated the Drug Disposal Fortnight and the extension of the Manas 2 helpline to all states and union territories. Highlighting the fortnight, the minister asserted that it will deliver a strong message to the public against drug trafficking. 3,676 applicants from various states have been allotted provisional seats for Hajj 2025. The Hajj Committee of India today released the second waiting list for this year's Hajj. The Minority Affairs Ministry said these applicants must deposit 2,72,300 rupees towards the Hajj amount before the 23rd of this month. It has also asked the applicants to submit the necessary documents in this regard. The Hajj Committee of India will cater to 1,22,000 pilgrims who will attend the spiritual journey of Hajj this year. In Assam, almost after 144 hours of Umrang So coal mine tragedy, the rescue team retrieved three bodies from the quarry this morning. The coal miners were trapped inside the 3-kilo coal quarry in Umrang So in Dimahasao district on Monday morning after a sudden gush of water flooded the site. The BJP has alleged that the investigation into fake votes in Delhi has revealed that the votes of Bangladeshi infiltrators are being created by fake Aadhaar cards and signatures of two Aam Aadmi Party MLAs. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi also alleged that the Aam Aadmi Party is taking the support of anti-national forces. Meanwhile, senior Aam Aadmi Party leader and Rajya Sabha MP Sanjay Singh has accused the BJP of using tactics for bogus voting. He claimed that the BJP leaders have submitted applications to get multiple votes registered at their addresses. In Colombia, at least 10 people have died after a small aircraft crashed in northwestern Colombia. The plane, operated by Pacifica Travel, crashed on Friday in a rural area of Urrao. The investigating authority said two crew members and eight passengers were on board at the time. In Malaysia Open Badminton, the Indian pair of Satvik Sairaj and Ki Reddy and Chirag Shetty faced a defeat against South Korean duo of Seo Seung Jae and Kim Won Ho, 10-21, 15-21, in the semi-final of men's doubles in Kuala Lumpur today. Earlier in the quarterfinals, the Indian duo secured a straight game victory over Malaysia's Yoo Sin Yong and Yi Tio. And with that, we end this news bulletin.